Husky women actually do love an hour and a half in overtime. We didn't go home because Jane said she was getting cold and crummy out. We decided instead that maybe she should be deep.
How'd that go?
My response to that was, you know, if he gives us speeches like that during his campaign, yeah. Then you've gotten elected to be president. As I was watching this cultural change, the fundamental change, how people are going to have to really ask themselves what do they think is important, you know, and what kind of changes can they make personally for themselves and for their country and for society and all those things. I thought about a lot of you guys do instead is talk about it before, and we'll talk about it again, ad nauseum. It be true that I can tell you as much as I tell you, as many times as I do, and you're never going to listen to me, and listen. Don't slam the door, I'd like to be, take steps, and try to take small steps. But you take them consistently. You set times for yourself, and you realize that it's not important to get through everything. It's important to get through some things, and it's important to get through some things in a way that makes sense and builds for you. And you look at the whole thing and the whole year and the whole course and you say, I've got this much left to do. How in the hell am I going to do that much if I'm having such trouble doing this? And the answer really is that if I do this and I build a foundation and I start asking how things make sense and what am I supposed to make things make sense, this goes a lot faster. In here last year, for the first 5 weeks of the quarter, he would come in and say, we're still behind. Are we going to get through everything? Because, I got to take the boards in a couple of years. And I said, don't worry, we'll get through everything. Because we have 2 quarters to do this. I've been doing this for a long time. And you know what? I know how far we can get. And I know what we can do. Have some faith. Take little steps at the beginning. And after we take those little steps, then we can use those little steps to take bigger steps. And gee, by next year you might be running. You gotta be careful with that because you don't want to trip and fall. Don't hit your nose in the street. Don't get hit by a car. But people who say to me things like, I can't take time to do this because I won't cover everything. The answer that I tell them, instructors that I tell them, workshops and other places, is what good does it do to cover everything if nobody knows what the hell you're talking about? Okay? Well, your life is the same way. What good does it do to go rush through everything if nothing makes sense? If it comes in one ear and goes out the other, or it goes out someplace else, depending on what your dad is doing, there's no good sense. So you have to build foundations to make sense and have faith. Trust the process that you will make it to the end and you'll do a much better job of it than if you just try to get everything, get these numbers on an exam, go on to the next exam. Because I will tell you over and over and over again that life is human. And the stuff that you saw on the diagnostic quiz, you're going to see it again in the midterm. You can see it again on the respiratory exam. You can see it again on the renal exam. You're going to see it again on the final exam. You're going to see it again spring quarter on the endocrine exam. You're going to see it again in pathology. And you see it again for the rest of your lives. So you want to start thinking about that. And my God, what happens if I don't make it through one of these courses? That's okay. Maybe that means that, real people shouldn't be such masochistic folks to get involved in a curriculum that shouldn't be a 4-year curriculum, but maybe should be a 5-year curriculum. And it's okay to take a little more time. And it's okay to cut back so that you can actually learn something and do something while you're doing it. Okay, end of the sermon for today.
I would just like to say that what you're saying is exactly true. Because just a couple days ago, I was taking my pathology test, and I'm sitting there and I'm writing some of these things that we're talking about right now. And you're going to see it over and over again. And even, in lecture, he's like, don't tell Dr. Modell this, but this flow chart really does make sense. And there's boxes that say, that this does this. And you're going to see it over and over again. So appreciate the time that we're spending right now. And it's kind of taken me a while to get back to this point because you are going to know it. and you're going to use it so many different times on so many different aspects. So it's important. That's all I have to say.
And the reason that Chelsea is taking Step Out is because she came here as a transfer student and missed this little piece of physiology. Okay, questions? Comments? Yep?
I actually do have a comment. I appreciate everything that you're saying. I really do. I have sat through several lectures this week and getting lectured by basically every professor that we have saying something to this effect, but in different words. And
so you've had enough of it, basically. Go ahead.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, because I respect what you have to say. I guess from my standpoint is that the assumption is that, and maybe for the majority of the students, the reason why they shuffled their classes around to study or do whatever it is that they're wanting to do. It's exactly for the reason that you said. I have also shuffled my schedule around and have done different things, but not necessarily for the reasons that you're indicating. And so I find it interesting that, you know, when I'm working individually and preparing myself to go in and do something that I put high importance on, that's a mental state that I get into on an individual level. And that's not necessarily the mindset that I'm in when I come into a group setting and I have to participate in a group setting. And so it's not a matter of, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul or to do this or to do that. You know, sometimes there are just times where I'm purposely making a choice to do what I'm doing, fully aware of what the consequences of that action are. And I guess I just wanted to say that because there's only one class that I did not sit in during midterms, and I purposely didn't go sit in on that because of the dynamics of the group, and it was not this class, you know that, because the energy from that classroom and from that class session is not what I wanted to bring with me immediately into my next exam. And so I guess I just wanted to say that because I feel that that's something that hasn't really been evaluated, that yes, students are doing these things, but fully aware of what the consequences of those things are, and they're making the choice to do it anyways for their own individual
I think that comment is a very important comment to make. And I think that comment really applies to what I was trying to say. The reason it applies to what I was trying to say is because you said that you've done is that you've considered your priorities in terms of your goals, in terms of your learning, to build that foundation that you think is important to build for yourself. And exhibited behavior or chose to behave in a particular way that supported those goals. And knowing you as little as I do, much as I do, I know that you have certain experiences that other folks don't necessarily have in terms of my life situation. It helps you make those decisions. But you have the eye, you have your eye on the goal, and you recognize that stuff has to move forward together. If it doesn't move forward together, it creates all kinds of. And taking responsibility for your learning has consequences. Sometimes they're good consequences, sometimes they're bad consequences. But accepting that responsibility really makes it all your own. That's very good. The point that I was trying to make is that the behavior that I see isn't based on whether or not you came to workshops. It's not. Don't skin off my nose if you don't come to workshops. Workshops are here for your benefit. It's up to you to decide what you're going to do with them. But if you don't come to workshops, then you bear the Sam's talking about really is making these conscious decisions about how it is that you need to build. And you don't do this task exclusively and ignore the rest of it. You do a little bit of time on everything. And that way you grow. And not only that, the other subjects become easier because then you begin to see the connections. You know, you talk about muscle and histology, you talk about muscle and ear, and you begin to see those connections. And then you get the integration that you need to make sense of things at a continuous basis. And that makes everything else easier. So I think what you're saying is great. I agree with it. And I would like that mindset, to recognize that mindset is very different than the mindset of the undergraduate who's taking five courses that they see as five separate things with needing to please five instructors, needing to get certain scores, because otherwise if they don't get those scores, it somehow means that they're not good enough. You know what? It's not about that. Okay, other comments, questions? I'm sorry if I'm beating a dead horse.
So you're saying I'm old. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Notice I didn't get the whole word out. That's the experience. Yep.
Tear you apart from being in class all day, probably shouldn't be in class. And it seems like that's what he's saying too.
yesterday I got a card from somebody, I don't know, says I'm really sorry that I was so tired today in class. But you know what you need to do? Just go home and work that. You know, or they come and say, I don't feel good. I really got a cold, I'm really sick. And my answer to that is, what the hell are you doing here? If you're going to take care of yourself, then you should be in bed and have chicken soup or whatever the vegan substitute is. You know, and rest and keep warm and get better. With respect to preview, don't necessarily agree with you about not having time to preview. And well, let me finish this first because previewing in what I talk about is very different than a lot of students think previewing is. Previewing for any class probably shouldn't take more than a minimum of 15 minutes. So 15, not 5-0, 1-5. What is it that I mean by previewing? What I mean by previewing is looking at what the topic is of the day, asking myself, what do I know about it? And asking myself, what do I want to know about it? The difference between, I mean, if you ask some people, what am I supposed to preview for your class? They say, oh, read the reading. But you can't read the reading. No. But what can you do? You can look at the reading, you can look at the pictures and say, what does the picture tell me? What do I think the picture tells me? Because that's the best that I can do. What do I think the topics are? If you look at the first week's mind map that I gave that example, I went through that chapter and I looked at the headings and I said, oh, you know, this is the central thing, and this is over here, and this is over there. By previewing, I had some idea what was going to be talked about. I had an organizational map that I could put information that I was getting. The difference between previewing like that and not previewing is now when I come into the class, whatever it is, let's say it's a lecture, I'm engaged in what they're saying. The reason that I'm there is to find out the answers to my questions. And so I kind of anticipate what the person is going to tell me. And I can then ask, is that what I thought? A lot of folks go into classes. They really don't need to go into those classes because all they do is transfer the words down to a piece of paper. Well, hell, you know, you all got your computers. You know, what can you do with computers these days? Oh, you know, you get a voice recognition program. Plug the damn thing in, and not only have a recording like you put on a tape recorder, but have it print out the words for you. And you don't have to do that. So it doesn't.
Who's got one of those?
Who else said I should do that?
Does anybody have one of those things?
But you don't. So that really does, that preparation, that previewing, doesn't take that. And what does it do for you? One, the class goes, the time goes a lot faster. You remember things a lot more because you're getting answers to the questions that you've asked. And you write down less because now instead of writing down everything, you write down the important things that you think are important. I understand what you're saying about the rest of it. And yeah, you have to. You can do that in a reasonable way. So that you don't put out focus here.
Beforehand, and I noticed that, like, I space out a lot. I have a lot of focus.